As we look this morning, amen, through his word and the preaching trumpet that he have me to deliver, amen, that I don't get too used to just coming and saying something. I'm nervous up here. You can't tell it. I know you can't. Every time I stand behind the pulpit, praise God, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I know I'm going to be pleased in the Lord. It is him that going to teach me. I'm just a spokesman. It is he that will tell me what to say. I don't have things wrote down from line to line, but I let the Lord do the speaking. Amen. Get it right fresh from the press. Thank the Lord. So I'm thankful this morning. Amen. As I look into his powerful word, I want to bring announcement this morning. I want to let you know there is power in the blood. Is that a pretty good announcement? I said there is power in the blood. Praise ye the Lord. And that power works. We're not talking about the power of Brother Jerry or the power of Muhammad Ali, the boxer. But we are talking about the power of Jesus Christ. And the power is very vital and very important this morning. Without the power, you cannot live a holy life. Without the power, you can't live this gospel story. Amen. I thank God. I said I thank God for the power of the blood. Amen. Sister just sung the song about how Jesus was hung on the cross between two thieves. One thief received salvation. What must I do to be saved? Today, amen, you can be saved and be in paradise. This day. One thing about the Lord, he ain't slothful. You know, sometimes we do things, we have to wait next week or next month. But the Lord said, today, amen, ye shall be with me in paradise. So it is very important, and I'm thankful that he, amen, was on the cross, because while hanging there, he shed some blood. Now sometimes, amen, people see just natural blood and they, they get all afraid and don't want to see it. But I want to tell you, I'm glad to see the blood of Jesus. Because if it weren't for that blood, we would not be here this morning. But it was the blood of Jesus that helped us to live this holy life. And amen, help us to live a life that's clean and holy and righteous. If it wasn't for the blood, it wouldn't be that scripture that we find over here in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Let us all say new. Amen. How many know we're new in here? All our old life and our old lifestyles and our old ways, amen, is diminished. It is done away with. We are a new creature in Christ. We do new things. We let the old ways and the old things go. You got even people today is holding you and I for old things. Huh? Come on, somebody. Can't get no clearance. Cannot get no victory. Cannot get no soul peace. Because you're holding on to your old ways and old action. But I'm here to tell you, loose it. Let God have his way. The blood of Jesus can cleanse us. Bring that soul peace. Praise God. And I'm thankful for that this morning. Thankful for the shedding of the blood that the Lord shed for you and I. Ain't the Lord good? Praise God. And I tell you what, we need to take advantage of that blood shedding. Amen. We need to take advantage. We don't want that blood just to be shed in vain. Amen. We want to thank God and take hold of his ways and take hold of his action. Praise God. Amen. Because that blood will help us to walk in his will and doing the things he have us to do. It will keep us pure. Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. So I'm very thankful. Yes. Now we want to see what the words say. Can we look over here, church? Let's turn our Bibles to 1 John. Amen. 1 John. Amen. 1 John, the first chapter. Pray for us, church. Amen. And we want to read that sixth verse. And we want to read all the way to the 10th verse. The Bible says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now you got quite a few people, they say, I want to be like the Lord. I'm doing his will. Amen. Following his commandments. Now we can't just speak that out of our mouths, but we must conduct that out of our lives. Amen. So the word said, if we, amen, say that we love the Lord and have fellowship with him and we live in a holy life, but if we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now, we cannot play with God. Amen. I remember some of the older ministers used to say, don't play with Jesus. If you say, be saved. If you're not saved, don't try to play the hypocrite role and trying to say that you're doing one thing and you're doing another thing. And I remember one preacher in particular, he said, how many know that the Lord is not a play toy? Huh? Sometimes we play with the Lord. Amen. He's up high. He see low. He knows you. Amen. He know the number of hair that you have on your head. Amen. Amen. Knowing all about you. But that preacher said, if you need to quit playing with the Lord, because he ain't a play toy. He said, if you want a play toy, you need to go to Sears and Roebuck and buy you a toy. See, back then, Sears used to not just only be Sears, but it was Sears and Roebuck. Amen. There was a white man and a black man that owned that company. Amen. So you go better buy you a toy. Don't play with God. And I'm here to tell you right here in 2026, it's dangerous to play with your soul. It's dangerous to play with the Lord. You cannot fool God. He knows who's in and he knows who's out. He knows if you're ready. He knows if you're unready. Praise God. Bible teaches us here. We have fellowship with him and walk in darkness. We lie and do not the truth. The Lord's going to give us instructions here. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship. Let us all say fellowship. Fellowship means we in accordance. We in unity. We on one accord. Amen. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Hear the Lord good. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus this morning. I'm thankful for the fellowship with the Lord this morning. We have fellowship, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ to save us. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ to keep us. Amen. I thank God for the shedding of his blood. Praise God. I get excited about the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. If he didn't shed his blood, then we wouldn't be able to walk, amen, and live this life according to his will. He had to go to the cross. He had to hang between two thieves. Amen. He took it for you and I. Praise God. And so many times we go through a little something and we feel like we can't holler, make it. We can't take it. But I'm here to tell you, get some grace from God. Amen. Allow the Lord to come and intercede into your life and know whatever you go through, you can make it anyhow. Amen. We don't have to be a failure. We don't have to, amen, fall out of the race. But I'm so glad the blood of Jesus can keep us. Praise God. Amen. And it also said here, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Amen. How many know we was born in sin? And we were shaped in iniquity. We all have sinned and come short. But I'm so glad for Nicodemus. Nicodemus looked and he began to think that he was in sin. And he was in sin. But I'm so glad Jesus was letting them know that you don't have to be in sin. Amen. I know you're in the natural birth, but I got a spiritual birth for us. Amen. And that's why we was born in sin, but that's why Jesus told Nicodemus, hey, Nicodemus, you need to be born again. Amen. Born again for what? Born again out of your sins. Praise God. Yes, you were born one time, amen, in the natural birth. But you need now to be born again in the spiritual birth. Praise God. Amen. And no carnally minded man cannot understand spiritual things. Amen. That's why the Bible says, amen, we must be spiritually, and we must be spiritually discerned, and then we'll be able to hear, be able to understand spiritual things. What is flesh is one thing. What is flesh, and what is the spirit is the spirit. I'm so glad when we get born again, when the blood of Jesus washes us. I'm so glad when we get on fire for God and do his will. Amen. That's what the Lord wants. Praise God. Amen. We can't do nothing carnally. We can't do things in the flesh, but we need the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. We need to be washed. Amen. By the blood of Jesus. Amen. It will cleanse us. It will keep us. We will be excited. We won't have to be up and down in life career. Praise God. But we can stand up and we can follow his will. Lord, whatever you have me to do, praise God, I know your blood can keep me. I know the blood of Jesus, amen, can help me to run this race and not running in vain. So I'm here to tell you, dear ones, look to Jesus. Amen. Depend on him. Because you can't do nothing without the Lord. Praise God. So I'm thankful this morning. I said I'm thankful this morning for the greatness of this great salvation. The Bible says if we say that we have no sins, you ain't doing nothing but deceiving yourselves. Amen. But because we all have been born in sin. And that's why we ask the Lord to help us to get out of the sin. Amen. Won't he do it? Amen. He can cleanse us to the uttermost. Praise God. Amen. And the Bible said, and it said, if we say that we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But it's something that we must do. Amen. It said, but if we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to what? Clean us from some unrighteousness, but all unrighteousness. Oh man. Oh, that's a powerful man. Some people don't feel like that's so. They feel like they, you know, the Lord can't cleanse me from just all unrighteousness. I know every day, you know, I have to sin a little bit, you know. Have to do a little sin here and there. No. God can keep you from sin. And he said he can keep us what? Faultless. Keep us from falling and present us faultless. Amen. Amen. But we got to confess. See, a lot of people don't want to confess. I get ready to ask a question, but I know I can answer it. The question I'm getting ready to ask. I get ready to ask, is there any alcoholics in the house? Amen. You once was. You once was an alcoholic. Is that right?
I'm still an alcoholic. I'm recovered.
Amen. And that's all right. So that make when you recover over something, the word recover means that you free from it. You clean from it. Amen. So you're not an alcoholic. So you have to confess. And you have to acknowledge that you don't drink no more.
Your life has become
like amen. You don't drink no more.
Somebody stronger than you to
that's right.
Straighten your life
out. Amen. Now, why I ask that question is, see, first of all, you have to acknowledge. If you are an alcoholic, you must acknowledge that you are alcoholic. That's when you can get some help from God. But if you keep drinking three times a day,
that's a nine.
Amen, and praise God, and 7 days a week, and then you deny and say, no, I'm not an alcoholic. and you're drinking three times a day, you must acknowledge that, yes, I am an alcoholic, and I must acknowledge that my God can heal you. Amen. He can take that taste from your mouth. He can cleanse you to the uttermost. But you got to want it. You got to want it. If you just go around and don't acknowledge, amen, that you are in that predicament, that you are an alcoholic, then you will never get no help. Same thing about salvation. We got the knowledge that we are sinner and we need help from God. We got the knowledge also that the Lord is a deliverer. We got to pray to that man and say, Lord, I need you to deliver me. Lord, I need you to take the taste from my mouth. Lord, I need you, Lord, to help me. Amen. Sometimes that's a day-to-day thing. You just don't just pray that one prayer and seems that like that's the fix. But you got to continue to pray and seek the Lord. Amen. The more you pray, more God come in and bring you to victory. Amen. More you seek the Lord and call on him while he is near. Amen. He will be there for you. Praise God. So yes, yes, you don't have to stay in the state of sin. Amen. God can save us unto the uttermost. And that's what the scripture is saying. It said, but see, we must acknowledge, we must confess our sins. And he is faithful and just to what? Forgive us of our sins. And not only that, amen, he is able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now that's my God. My God do it, amen, in detail. He does it right. Amen. He can just take it all away. Amen. But we got to be honest with ourselves and take all of that to him. Don't keep nothing back in a little sack back there and say, well, I ain't quite ready to give up this booze right now, but I'm going to take everything else to the Lord. But I'm going to leave this little can over here, amen, till I get the victory over there. But in order to live a righteous life fully, we need to give it all to the Lord. And the Lord can help us. And the Lord can save us. And the Lord will be there only because of the blood that he shed on Calvary. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. He had to go to the cross for us to have this victory. Amen. He had to do some shedding of the blood for this victory to take place. So that's why I'm so excited about the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Thank the Lord. And I tell you, there's a song here in our Evening Light songbook. And I want two or three verses of that song and get that Sister Kendra get to go to 2 or 7, and I'm going to allow you to read the two or three verses of this song. Amen. Praise God. I think it's two. No. The blood of Jesus. That's 22. It's 127. That's what it is. Yes. Less 127. And I want you to read. Amen. Verses 2. Praise God. And read verses 3 and 4. But before you read, and then you read the chorus on the last. This is a powerful song. And I thank the Lord for the blood of Jesus. And I love that chorus. It said, the blood. The precious blood of Jesus. The blood will work a perfect cure. It will cleanse the heart and it will keep it pure. The blood, the precious blood of Jesus. Now, I like where it said the blood will work. Amen. You ain't got to worry about it if it's going to work or not. It will work. And it will work a perfect cure. Praise God. What will it do? It will cleanse the heart. It won't only cleanse it, but it will keep it cleansed. It will keep it pure. Thank God. I said, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Read on. What was that next verse there, sister?
Must I be doubting, full of fear?
And gloom obscure my pathway here. You know how sometimes we up and down, and most of the time down, but look here, we got cleansing for that. It said, be up and down in life career.
The blood of Jesus
will cleanse it. It can keep us living a settled life. Amen. A life where we don't have to be one day up and the next day down. It can keep us settled, as Sister McDonald says a lot. Amen. Praise God. It can keep us, praise ye the Lord, on level basis. When the storm comes and we get hit, the next thing you know, it knocks us off the map. What's the problem? We need the blood of Jesus. Amen. We can stand when the storms come. Amen. When problems arises, when we get acquainted with the blood of Jesus, it can keep us. Read on that, sister.
Must I be under guilt and sin?
And have its biting force within.
Beset by wrong, no victory win.
The blood of Jesus cleanses it.
Must I suppose I'm right today?
Tomorrow I think I'm gone astray.
Let demons hold me in dismay.
The blood of Jesus cleanses. We don't have to worry about the demons trying to hold us. But I'm here to tell you, the blood of Jesus cleanses. Whatever you're going through with, it looks impossible. Sometimes it looks hard. But I want you to sing to that problem, that hard stuff that you're looking at. Just sing to it. The blood of Jesus can cleanse me. The blood of Jesus can cleanse me. So whatever you're going through with, you may be going into some hard tasks and some hard problems. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, the blood of Jesus cleanses it. Is that it? Amen. That's good. Amen. And then that chorus said, the blood, the precious blood of Jesus. I love this. The blood will work. Amen. It don't work sometimes and not all times, but it works all the time. This blood works. That was the purpose of Jesus dying on Calvary's cross, to shed this blood. And this blood works. The blood will work a perfect cure. It will cleanse the heart and keep it pure. The blood, the precious blood of Jesus. Thank the Lord. I am excited. Thank the Lord for the blood of Jesus. Amen. All right, Brother Daniel. Could you get me 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter? Amen. Verses 24 through 25.
2nd chapter.
I said 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, verses 24 and 25.
Ephesians, Sister MacDonald, get me the first chapter of Ephesians and that seventh verse. And then our final, amen, scripture will be taken from Hebrew. Sister Kendra, Hebrew 9:22. Now, as you read those scriptures, I want you to read loudly where we can hear it. And not only me hearing, but we want, amen, everyone else to hear it. Praise God. All right, Brother Daniel, 1 Peter, the second chapter, the 24th and the 25th verses says what?
Whom his own self bear our sins in his own body.
Say it again.
Who his own self.
Okay.
Bear our sins in his own body on the tree.
Yes.
That we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
Thank the Lord.
For ye were as sheep go astray.
Yes.
But are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ain't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. All righty. We want to read now Ephesians, the first chapter, and the seventh verse. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption.
Through his blood.
Thank God for him redeeming us. Amen. Through his blood.
The forgiveness of sins.
What does he do?
The forgiveness of sins.
Amen. So he redeemed us from the forgiveness of sin. Amen. And according to the riches of his grace. So I'm here to tell you, I thank God for the Lord's power. I thank God for his redemption power. I thank God how he redeemed us. Bring us back where we need to be. Amen. Sometimes we in sin. And that's the purpose of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen, to bring us back out of sin and to a more wealthier place. So praise ye the Lord. Amen. When I think of his blood, that makes me get excited. Praise God. All right. Now, we got the scripture there, Sister Kendra, the Hebrew 9:22. Read, please.
And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
Praise the Lord. Read that again and read it a little louder.
And almost all things are by the law.
All right, it said all things.
And almost all things.
And almost all things.
Are
by the law. Stop right there. And that's certainly so. In the old letter, they did things by the law. Amen. They had animals sacrifice blood that was atoned for our sins, animal atonement and sacrifices. Amen. For our sins. But I'm so glad Jesus is the Lamb. Amen. Jesus, he did the main sacrifice for sin. Amen.
So blood was done there in the old letter. They killed bullocks, goats, and atoned for sin. But now I thank the Lord he made a better way. Amen. He gave himself. And it was all about the blood shedding as well. Praise God. Thank God that this was a more perfect way. We didn't have to continue to go and sacrifice animals and this and that and the other. But Jesus took that perfect sacrifice and went to that cross. And he suffered and he bled and he died for us all. He just didn't die, amen, for one section of people. Amen. And then the other he kicked to the curb. But he died for the whole world. Amen. He shed his blood for the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I'm so glad this life is not temporarily. When the Lord save us, we are saved everlasting to everlasting. Amen. See, it's power in the blood. That blood is not weak. It's strong. It's so strong that it can keep us saved. When accusation come, when folks attack you, when folks call you everything but a child of God, when you're washed by the blood of the Lamb, you ain't got to fret. You ain't got to worry. You ain't got to do nothing but say, Lord, I'm so glad. Amen. I experienced the blood of Jesus. And I'm glad that you're with me. I'm glad you're Messiah. I don't have to be wearied in well doing. I don't have to throw the towel in. I don't have to quit. I'm going to keep on keeping on. Now, I'm going to tell you, church, not always you're going to feel like you got the victory every day. You don't feel like everything just is on the on top. Sometimes we preach like everything, every day going to be Sunday. But I'm here to tell you, you're going to have some trials. You're going to have some troubles. Amen. You're going to have some problems sometimes. Folks ain't going to just do you right. Huh? Folks ain't just going to treat you right. Huh? But what you going to do? Amen. Just quit. I mean, you know a quitter would never win. But a winner would never quit. And that's why it's so important in those times to realize that this blood of Jesus that he shed on Calvary can keep us. We can still smile. We can still have peace within. We can still, amen, enjoy God's goodness. Amen. See, we got to get what it take, amen, to be a real Christian, be a real warrior for God. We can't run from the battle. For us to be who we need to be, we need the blood of Jesus. You want to be a real Christian? We need the Lord. It's just like if you really want to make a good potato pie, you got to have the potatoes. You can do everything you want to do, put all the sugar, the spice, the flavoring, everything. But if you ain't got the potatoes, you ain't got a potato pie. Amen. It ain't going to work. It doesn't matter how much faith you got. Oh, I know this still going to taste like a potato pie. No, it ain't. You need the potatoes. And what I'm saying here, I'm speaking a parable. For you to stand fast and be unmovable and always abounding in the Lord, we need the blood of Jesus. If we don't have the blood,
If we avoid it from the blood, we will not make it. Why you think God sent his son to the cross to shed his blood? You think he sent his son to shed his blood in vain? No, that blood was shed to keep us with the victory, to keep us excited, to keep us on the fine line. Amen. All right, sister, start that scripture back over and read that, and then we'll close on that scripture. Go right ahead, please.
And almost all things
are by the law
purged with blood.
And without shedding of blood
is no remission.
So didn't that just set it off? Without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission. Amen. You cannot be saved. Praise God. It takes the blood of Jesus. So we thank God this morning for his precious word. Amen. There is power in the blood of Jesus. I believe now that thought is pretty clear in our minds. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Whatever you must face through life, whatever your involvements in your personal life you get involved in, if you want to make it, just rely on the blood of Jesus. God bless you, and heaven smile upon you. Thank you.